KS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's KISS 95.1.
Now, this guy didn't get out of a ticket, but we want to hear how you got out of a ticket. 704-570-9595.
It's safe to say, Loren, that a lot of people that are going to call are going to be women because they do the best, I think.
I don't know. Dallas gets out of tickets all the time.
Does he?
I can't get out of a ticket to save my soul.
Oh, okay.
But this guy, he crashed his car into a tree early Sunday morning, and he was driving a 2005 Buick registered to his mom. Crash happened at 1 a.m. He uprooted a tree and then ended up stopping when he hit a retaining wall nearby.
Oof.
Now, on the ticket, the incident report says that a windshield wiper was inoperational, so he was driving with his head out the window like Ace Ventura.
Wow!
And that is what caused the accident. No injuries, but he did cause about $500 worth of property damage.
Hi there, nice to see you. Bumblebee tuna? Bumblebee tuna!
Driving like Ace Ventura.
Oh, I imagine that'd be so painful to drive that way.
With your head way out the window. I wonder if he was chewing the bubble gum.
Right. Where was it?
Where was it?
Where was the story you
Let's
said?
See. Nebraska.
Yeah, that's cold this time of year.
Yeah.
Probably like ice hitting him in the face, you know.
Oh my gosh. And then the first officer arrives. He's like, how'd this happen?
Well,
my windshield's broken, you see. So how are you driving?
And the guy's like, yes, I can see that. And he's like, no, it was broken before.
Did you ever see that movie Ace Ventura?
We want to hear from you. How did you... what's the crazy excuse you got out of a ticket? 704-570-9595. This is Danielle and Stanley.
Hello.
Hi. So how'd your husband get out of a ticket?
He was on his way home from work, flying down 485, and we were kid-free for the night. And a cop pulled him over, told him, you know, he was speeding, wanted to know what his hurry was. And it's like, well, me and my wife have a kid free, haven't had one in a while. And the cop was like, oh. He was like, I'll tell you what, if your wife's hot, I'll let you go. And my husband pulled his phone out, showed him the picture, and he said the cop let him go. He didn't get the speeding ticket.
Oh, my gosh. Now, he was going to let, I mean, like, what?
Is this true?
Yeah.
Danielle.
Are you sure? Are you sure he didn't lie to you?
My husband's beside of me.
Wow, that's
for it.
Wow.
Your husband told the cop, I'm speeding because I have a kid-free night, and the officer said, being the professional he was, show me a picture of her. If she's hot, I'll let you go.
Yeah, he was a younger cop.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my
God. And then
gosh.
He was. And then, of course, you're beautiful. And all right, go ahead and get out of here.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Get back to that girl, Danielle. Enjoy your night. Thanks, Danielle. You guys believe that?
I don't know. I mean, I wanted to talk myself into a ticket over Thanksgiving break. So I'm up in Virginia and already forgot the speed limits because it's been so long. Y'all, I was hauling a good 18 over the speed limit. And
as usual, by the way,
he drives like Cruella DeVille.
I don't go 18. Oh, that was speeding, y'all. I was almost 20 over.
Didn't you get to Orlando from Charlotte in 3 hours?
Land speed record this guy set.
Right, that's different. We won't talk about the laws I broke on that trip. We might have hit trip digits at some point.
So why'd you talk yourself into a ticket?
So a cop pulled out. And I immediately got over, and I was ready, like, all right, this is happening. And I was going to take the ticket. He pulled over someone else. And I felt so bad. I'm like, he got the wrong guy.
Oh.
It was me. I know it was me.
Wow.
And I wanted to pull over because it was right at Thanksgiving, and I felt bad. I was like, that was my ticket.
I'll take it.
You know,
sir, get back in your car.
No, sir, give me the ticket. I can tase, you know. All right, let's...
Kate.
Let's talk to Kate. Kate from Charlotte, you are live with the Manny Roy of the Red Morning Show.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. So how'd you get out of a ticket?
So this is actually my boyfriend got out of a ticket. So I had just had knee surgery, and I was on some medication that was kind of messing my belly up. Mm-hmm. And so I was at home, and I was a little bit of a mess. So I texted him and told him I needed some things, and the things were kind of important. So he had rolled a stop sign, and the cop stopped him and asked him, you know, what the hurry was. And he held up a bag of laxatives and tampons and said, my girlfriend had just had surgery and she needs these.
I was like, yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Thanks, Kate.
Too funny.
This is Samantha in Kannapolis. Welcome to the Manny Roy and the Rim Morning Show.
Hi, guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Samantha. Are the cops up in Kannapolis, the speedway capital of the world, a little more lenient when it comes to the speed limit? I always wondered that.
I actually have not been pulled over in Kannapolis. I'm from Michigan, where they're a little meaner there. But I actually was driving to school. It was when I was younger. I was probably about 17. And I had my radio blaring. So I was driving, and all of a sudden I looked up. My sister's like, there's police following you. And I don't know how long they were even following me, so I pulled over to the wrong side of the road because I was a kid and I panicked.
Ooh,
yeah. And the cop comes up on the left side of the highway and is like, what's going on here? And he's like, you're going way too fast, and why didn't you pull over when I turned my lights on? And I said, honestly, sir, I was just jamming out to Britney Spears and I didn't even notice you were following me. And he just laughed and he let me go.
That's awesome. You know, he's probably all hyped up, thought he's getting a pursuit.
Yeah. He's calling him back up.
Yeah, get as many units possible. Meanwhile, she's just jamming to Britney Spears.
That's awesome. I know inquiring minds want to know what song it was.
I honestly don't even remember. It was probably
Oops,
like,
I did it again. Yeah. Went over the speed limit. All right, thanks, Samantha. Have a great day.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.